Good morning. Today, I'd like to talk about Jermaine Ginnis. Now, after playing 147 games, you would think he would start to care for what he's doing, who he's playing for, the fans that sing for him every week, a stadium full of people that not only scream his name, his colleagues' names, but also have come to see a game of football. It just doesn't seem to be happening though. 25 goals for what originally was bought as an attacking midfielder, not a box-to-box player, which he apparently has turned into, is not very good. If you look at Paul Scholes' record, which apparently is one of his heroes, he'd be way up in the hundreds by now. Yes, he's played three times the amount of games, but Jermaine Ginnis is 26. People seem to forget that he is no longer a boy. When he moved from Newcastle to Spurs, he was not a boy. At that point, he should have been a fully formed player, but he wasn't. So, what do we do with Jermaine Ginnis? Now, if the rumours are true that Inter Milan want him, then that may be a good route out. Jose Mourinho is known for getting the best out of players, and Inter Milan are known for paying through the nose for bags of shit. Point out Ronaldo the second time round. I mean, you know, come on, please. First, you know, you don't go and give another person $100,000 contract when they've had a career-stopping injury, especially before they played their comeback game. But anyway, that's another story. So, Jermaine Ginnis, Inter or bust.